I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Baltimore, I'm coming home. We're going to wrap the Live and Alive tour up Saturday, June 28th at the Horseshoe Casino. It's going to be a great night. I got Justin Schlegel from 98 Rock going to be out there with me. We're going to have some surprises. It's going to be a really big deal. Get your tickets now at RyanSickler.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. I'm Ryan Sickler. I want to start this episode like I start them all by saying thank you very much. Thank you for real for supporting anything that I do. I don't care what it is. Telling someone about the shows, you know, sharing it, following a shirt. I don't care. Coming to see me, like whatever it is, thank you very much. It is much appreciated over here. All right. Make sure you check out the new tier on Patreon. We've got the Way Back a day early now. It's ad-free, censor-free, and exclusive bonus content on that tier you're not getting anywhere else. All right. That's it, man. I'm very excited to introduce today's guest sitting back here with me. Ladies and gentlemen, been waiting for this one. Please welcome King Congdon, everybody.
Oh, wow. Thank you, everybody.
Tell everybody.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. I'm going to crowd surf.
You can do it. Go ahead.
I'm going to crowd surf.
These people
no, I can't.
You.
No, I can't. Dude, they're hot. We should get them some water.
They look parched over there.
Yeah.
Before we get going to the Way Back with you, please promote everything you'd like.
Yeah, you guys, thank you so much for watching. KimCongdon.com for show dates. You could check out my special Childless MILF on YouTube, my podcast, This Bitch with Sarah Wineshank and the Kim Congdon Takeover, all out wherever you find podcasts. And check out Magic Prank Show on Netflix.
All right. I showed my daughter the Magic Prank Show.
Oh, did she like it?
She does. She went to the Magic Castle since. She likes
That's
it.
That's fun.
She's coming home showing me little like sleight of hands. So now I'm trying to learn quick ones on the internet so I can just like watch this shit. Bam.
That'd show out. Yeah, you have to. You have to.
You're someone who I've been wanting to do this podcast with because I know that you're a Florida girl and you definitely have a different upbringing.
Uh-huh.
So first of all, where are you growing up in Florida?
Okay, so I grew up, I was born in St. Augustine.
St. Augustine.
Okay. In a haunted house.
What do you mean?
In a haunted house.
Your house was actually haunted?
Well, yeah. When I was born, my parents lived in a guest house of a haunted house, one of the most haunted houses in St. Augustine.
Hold on. Do you have the address?
No, but they almost made a movie about it called The House.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean they almost? was made.
I don't know. When I was younger, they were like, they're making a movie about it. And you know how show business goes, bro.
I also know a lot of people like thinking about making this movie, you know, and it just gets around like they were thinking about making
a movie. No, they had people coming in filming, and I don't know what happened.
All right. So, what kind of things are going on in that house? Were you old enough at the time, still living there, for you to personally experience anything?
No, or? I was a baby. But I have pictures of like me at this. I was looking through my baby book, and I see these pictures. I see my grandparents holding me. I'm like, so cute. And then I flip, and it's just this weird house. And I'm like, that's kind of a scary house. And then I flip again, and it's like two white people that look like ghosts, like standing straight up in this house. And then I flip.
That you don't know.
No, that I don't know and I've never seen before. And then I flip again, and the white people are holding me. And I go, who are these people holding me? And my mom was like, we lived in a haunted house when you were born, and those were the owners of the house. And they would watch you. They loved you. I was like, you would leave me alone with these people? And it's just me in a haunted house in front of like a... And she was like, and then my mom would be like, yeah, you know that piano? A woman's daughter died, and she kept her body on that piano for 14 days trying to revive her body with witchcraft. No. And I was like, you left me? You left me in the arms of these people?
They were also unsuccessful.
You left me in the arms?
Reviving their child.
In the arms.
What
of
other
these...
stories have you remember? Did they have any other
stories?
Yeah,
I remember because we would go. My mom
Tell
would love
me.
To go
hear,
visit.
I love haunted stories.
So we would go visit, and my mom.
What do you mean
mom,
you'd go back to it to check it out?
Yeah, my mom would be like, "Let's go see the haunted house we lived in when I was." And my mom said, "Okay." My mom said that the lady that lived there was like a really old lady. Like she was pretty old, and she her mom was alive at one point and was really old. And she said when she was living in the guest house one night, she was up with me, like breastfeeding or something, hot. And she heard something at the door. The power went out and she started hearing all these weird noises. And she goes up and opens the front door, and there's this old woman with like stringy hair, like at the door. She was like a movie, like the lightning was flashing behind her, and it was just the lady's mom. So it was already a creepy family. And we would go and visit, and then the lady would tell stories that like her husband got pushed down the stairs by a ghost, and the doors would open, it the sliding glass doors would open and close by themselves and slam. And and there was a woman whose daughter died, and she tried to revive her on the piano. And there was a albino boy that was born at one point in that house.
Or he just got the color scared out of him. You know what I mean?
These are all the stories they told me. And then they kept the albino boy in the attic. They let him starve. And the neighbors would see him getting like withering away in the attic. Like there'd be a window. There's a window in the attic in the house. There's tombstones in the yard.
On the property?
Of the kids that died.
Man, fuck that, Kim. Yeah. That's crazy.
And the pictures of me are just off. In this woman's arms. Yeah. She's in like, you know those things that look like napkins on tables? Yeah. She got that shit around her neck.
Like a fluffy dress. Yeah.
She's got a doyle. The bitch had a doyle. The bitch had a doyle on her neck. Like, you can't leave your Puerto Rican daughter with a white woman with a doyle on her neck. You can't.
That's crazy.
No, you can't.
Okay, well, that's a very interesting start to life right there.
Yeah, so that was my first few months of living.
Yeah, man. All right, so you guys get out of there.
Yeah, now we're living in this rogue, what are those like square hippie vans?
Volkswagens?
Yeah, those vans, an orange one.
VW van, bus.
Yeah, and I'm picking this all up from pictures.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about, we were talking before we started, we were asking you about like, we love to hear games kids would make up, like shit you don't find anywhere else. It's not like we all played Monopoly or whatever, like the stuff you'd make up and create. And you said one.
I didn't have a very strict mom, so I was watching like Jerry Springer Young and stuff.
How old are you watching Jerry Springer?
I remember at one point when I was in kindergarten, my mom turning to me during Jerry Springer and going, do you know what humping means? Because they were saying something about humping.
They said a lot of wild shit on Jerry Springer.
And I went, yeah. Like with attitude. And she was like, what? And I was like, I don't know. And I thought I did. And I was right about what I thought, but I knew it was inappropriate. So I was like, never mind, bitch. I don't want to talk about it.
Jerry Springer in at five is wild.
Jerry Springer at five is wild. So I would play like crazy games with my sister. Like we would play like we caught dad cheating, or like I'm the wife. I caught my dad cheating and I'm taking my sister from him. Like, nah. I'm taking my kid. Yeah. We also had a lot of domestic dispute going on. We had a lot of domestic stuff happening.
Let's play We Catch Dad Cheating and I'm taking my child.
Yeah. Jeff, I don't care. I'd use my dad's name. She's mine. We'd do that. We also played... This is when I was a teenager. I would get... Me and my friend Rachel would get into chat rooms when chat rooms started.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. We were not the kids to have in a chat room. We'd get in there. We'd start talking to men. We'd ask them their age. They'd say 41, 42.
And you're how old? Like 15?
I think at this point, like if I'm thinking about it, I remember being like 14. 14, and 13, just 14. And we're writing back like we're 13.
Oh, you are being honest.
We're not lying. We're not lying.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking you're telling them you're 20 or whatever.
No, we're 13-year-old girls. And then, like, my friend would be like, I'm 13, I live here, you know, whatever, you're 40. And she'd literally write back, like, but you're old. Like, we would be mean and we'd be cracking up. She'd be like, but you're old, LOL, you know, or whatever. And we'd be like, like it was a fucking roast battle.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guys wouldn't care. Like, you know, perverts are relentless and they would like keep talking. And at one point,
perverts are relentless.
You can't really get rid of them. You can roast them. Truth. You can make them feel shitty. And they're
relentless.
They're insatiable, truly. And at one point she was like, let's start fucking with them more. She was really funny. And she was kind of like bad. She was my bad friend. And so she started telling them to meet us at this park that was like in walkable distance, probably like a 10-minute walk from her house. And then we'd walk like close to the park, but far away, like and just enough to where we could see what's going on.
And you would see these grown ass men show up looking for these children.
And we would just kind of like silently roast them next to each other. Like, look at this fat pig, this fat loser pig. And then we'd like
all
go.
Your origin
and
then, story. Yeah,
and my friend was bad. She'd be like, look at this fat loser pig. And she'd put out like the cigarette that she stole from her mom. And she'd be like, let's go. We have to sneak out later. And I'd be like, are you sure? Like, I was kind of like the friend that was like, I don't know if we should sneak out. And she's like, come on, Kim, don't be a loser.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So, all right, tell me about sneaking out. Where are you going? You staying over at her place?
That's the only place I could sneak out.
Why? What was her parents' deal? The alcoholics, not there?
Her mom liked a little drinky-drinky.
Yeah, a little knockout early.
Yeah, she would knock out early.
Mm-hmm.
She would knock out early
and
for sure.
Deep.
Yep.
So did you really have to sneak out, or could you just go right out
the
front door?
We went through windows.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
okay,
we went through windows fully.
Through
the window fully, and we... There was another girl whose grandma had custody of her. And that's when you know it's about to be fun.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And her grandma would be waiting. We'd sneak out and there'd just be this old van out front. And this old woman, she's like, Grandma, open the door for them. She's like this poor abused old woman that's like had to take custody of her crackhead daughter's fucking child. And she's like doing bad things to help her granddaughter. Like you could tell she's a messed up family. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So her grandma picks us up and they.
Wait, you're sneaking out. Oh, I'm thinking you're going to the lady's house. She's fucking driving you.
Yes.
This grandma's driving.
Yes. and she takes us to these boys' house.
What? This is crazy.
It's like midnight. She drops us off at these boys' house, and my friend's like, Kim, we're going to smoke weed tonight. And I've never smoked weed before. I'm specifically 13 at this age. I remember being 13. We sneak out. This girl's grandma picks up two 13-year-old girls at midnight. We're in the car. She's like, Grandma, make a left here and then come pick us up at, 1:30. And she like slammed the door and the grandma just drove off.
And
That's wild. So the three of us get out of the car.
Listen, no wonder that fucking lady's daughter's dead.
Dude, crazy. Crazy. History repeats itself.
For real. No wonder she's dead.
So,
oh man. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
So we go.
You're gonna smoke weed tonight.
Oh, and in the van, the boys lived so close. Like literally, the drive was we could have walked there. It was like a 6-minute drive. And in the car, there's bottles of Bacardi that like the girl brought for us to pregame with.
In grandma's van.
In grandma's van, we're pregaming some alcohol.
That is crazy.
So we're drinking some alcohol.
Do you ever look back at this now and be like, Jesus
Christ. I've actually never retold this specific part of the story. And I'm kind of like, yeah, that's pretty shocking.
There's a grandmom that's taking children
to
boys' houses. Yeah. She doesn't probably even know how old they are.
I didn't feel 13 when I was 13.
I hear you. Drinking. Her daughter's dead because of this shit, probably.
Probably.
And you're going over now to smoke weed.
Yeah, and we're going to go smoke weed for the first time. So we're having a few drinks. And my friend Rachel, she's chugging. Her mom knocks out early. She's the apple don't fall far from the tree, you know. And then so she's chugging. I'm drinking. And we get to this. The grandma drops us off. We go to the door. These guys open the door. Immediately, I'm like, these guys are way older than us. We get to this house. I don't know whose house this is. This is some guy that my friend Rachel met that she had a crush on. I think she may have met him at a mall or something, and he ended up living close or something weird like that. And we show up, and I'm like, oh, dude, this guy's way older. It's like two guys answer the door. But there's three of us, so I'm like, okay, this is fine. We're 13. They're probably close to being juniors or seniors in high school. So it's like,
yeah,
it's a whole... But my friend Rachel is 13 with like fat titties. So she's really like 16. So.
Fat titties gives you 3 years.
Fat young titties give you 3 years. And she smokes cigarettes and she drinks. So she seems like older. And I'm very clearly 13. I'm like, have no boobs. I haven't started my period yet, but I'm lying about it. Like, I'm like. I'm like very, and I don't sneak out. My mom instills nothing but anxiety in me and fear, and I'm terrified to do everything. And I'm about to smoke. So we go into this house. This house is like a hoarder's house. It's like there's just like boxes and shit everywhere, and there's just like a kind of like a trail leading to a room. So we're like going into this room, we open the door, it goes from two like 16 or 17 year old guys to like five. And they're all like just high as fuck. And I'm like, all right. And they're like, come in the room. And then we close the door and there's like five locks on the door. They lock all of them, dude. They lock. There's like a bunch of them, extra locks. And then I'm like, oh, shit, this is going to be bad. And then they just got us high and showed us really cool videos. And they were really nice. And we drank.
Rolled back up to get you guys?
Yeah, no, grandma never came back.
Grandma.
That girl, like, left and went to go fuck one of the dudes, I think. And, disappeared into the... I don't know where she went. And then I was like, what are we going to do? And my friend was already hammered. And she was like, we'll walk home. And I'm like, I'm scared to walk home. I'm like, what if we get kidnapped? Even though I'm doing all these things with her, I'm terrified the whole time. But I'm doing them because they're funny. Mm-hmm. Like, I do things for the bit. I always have. Yeah, the story. I'm like, this would be funny. So she's like, oh, we're going to walk home. So we take drinks to go. I remember at this point, we're still drinking. We take drinks to go. When we show up to the house, her mom is up. And she's like waiting for us to come home. On the walk home, Rachel needed to pee. So she pulled down her pants and she peed in someone's yard. And so we pull up, her underwear is hanging out of her zipper. So we're hammered. Yeah. We smell like weed. We're 13 years old. We come back, her underwear is hanging out of her zipper. And her mom's like, you guys have been doing God knows what with God knows who, and your underwear's hanging out of you're going in a two-step program tomorrow. Then
two-step, by the way. Yeah. Not 12. Just starting. You know? I ain't gonna make you do all 12 of them, but God damn it, you're gonna start the first.
She's just a kid.
Yeah.
She's just
a
kid.
It's a junior program. It's two-step for underage.
Two-step. Yeah.
That is something a drunk would say. He's doing a two-step program
in the morning. And then she slapped Rachel. And then Rachel ran into my arms. And we're hammered. And she's like, you two need to go to bed and sober up.
And
this is like my best friend from second grade. Like, and yeah, in the morning, her mom was like, you have a problem. Her 13-year-old daughter. And then everyone kind of forgot about it. We all moved on.
All right, good. You were fidgeting with the Rubik's Cube over here, and you did that, and then you're like, you want a flower? And I was like, were you grounded a lot? This is behavior that seems like someone who was grounded a lot. And you were like, I was grounded a lot.
I was grounded a lot.
When you were grounded, what was it? Weren't you allowed to do? What did you have to do? Like, did your mom make you do chores, or was it like just go in there and don't do shit?
Well, we had to clean like all the in the weekends. We had to like wake up, and my mom would be like, for every weekend we'd have to wake up and clean the bathroom, we had to clean our rooms every day and stuff like that. So me, mostly I got grounded for like having an attitude, talking back, like kind of being a bitch in general.
And what was grounded? Like, no TV? Like, what were your rules? You know what I mean? Or restrictions?
Oh, yeah. They'd take away my TV, which would really upset me. They would take away my phone. But my mom was like, okay, so this is the thing. Now we're getting into therapy. Even now, I don't get into relationships where I, like, publicly fight or fight in front of people or, like, you know, I don't like seeing people argue. And when I was younger, my mom did use like embarrassment as a punishment. So like if she was mad at me, she would like say she wanted me out of her house or something and then pack up my clothes and drop them off at school, like throw them out in the parking lot at school.
At school?
And I'd have to like pick them up or or in front of my work.
Job?
Yeah. Or like, you know, if I was crying or something and my friends in the neighborhood were around, she'd bring them in and be like, look, she's crying. She's like such a little baby.
Jesus Christ.
So she'd try to like embarrass me as punishment, or like she'll just tell everybody everything, you know. She's like, I'm gonna tell
all your business. Yeah,
all your business.
Oh, I hate that.
All my business.
I hate that.
Yeah. So I was grounded a lot because I'd be like, bitch, don't do that. And she'd be like, you can't say bitch. I'm like, you told everyone I got my period. And I heard you. And you said you weren't going to tell anyone.
Yeah, you heard her.
That's crazy.
She really did that?
She did. And then she also, when I got my period, she made it so awkward.
Who did she tell? Like family?
She called everyone in our family and told everyone in our family and then told my stepdad and then made it so obvious at dinner, like serving me food and being like, you okay? And I was like, stop talking to me. Like, I was like, stop. Don't look at me like that. She'd be like, I just can't. And she'd like make it about herself.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
It was like a whole thing. Like, my daughter got her period. I'm like, can you leave me alone? If your daughter's getting her period, be cool. Be cool about it.
Yeah, Tom, give me some advice. I'm about to hit that wall here in a second.
Just be cool about it. Don't make it too heartfelt. It's already so embarrassing.
Okay, that's good. Don't make it heartfelt, and also don't make it weird.
Don't make it weird, and don't just be casual. Be like, this is what happens.
Don't be the comedian, be the dad during this one.
Yeah, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Later, I can be in the grocery store yelling shit about it, right?
Yes.
Or FaceTime her and be like, you need the super
duper? Yeah, let her get used to it. The first one's weird, dude. The first one, you're like, this ain't.
Thank
right.
you for the heads up. Yeah, I'm with you. I can only imagine if I woke up, looked down, I'm like, oh my God.
I got my first period in middle school on the one day in my entire life that I ever wore a white skirt.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
No.
In my entire life.
It
didn't. I was on the bus at the end of the day, luckily. Yeah. So I don't think anyone even really noticed, but.
Let's talk about summer school. You said you went to summer school.
Oh, yeah. I went to summer school.
I had to go 1 year, too. I want to hear your story first.
Well, I always went to summer school because I didn't really have to study and stuff. So I didn't do well in school because I didn't. Because
you had no parental push at home.
I would skate with C's. And then everyone at first. My first few years, I was doing really bad. This is so funny. The only time I ever got straight A's in school was 1 year when there was just one girl that was a bitch. And my friend and I was new in the school. I went to a new school like every year too. We moved a lot. I don't know why. And then I was like, that girl's kind of mean. And then someone was like, yeah, and she's the only one that gets all A's. And that's the only year I ever got all A's.
You just cheat
and
off.
And then I went, no, I just was like, I'm going to fucking be smarter than this bitch.
Okay.
And I got all A's. And then I went back to failing again the next year.
You're like, I did what I said I was going
to
do.
I was like, yeah, I could do this. I don't want to. So I would go to summer school cause my grades were really bad. And summer school was kind of fun. All the bad kids went and they sold good snacks.
That's not how it was when I went to summer school.
Really?
Look, I had good grades. I was an A and B student. My mom hated me. Okay.
Okay.
I have two brothers and my mom decides fourth grade, I'm going to summer school. I'm like, why am I, they don't go. Mm-hmm. I have a twin brother. We're the same age.
Yeah.
Why is he not going? My grades are as good
as
his.
She's just picking you to go?
She just got rid of my ass. I don't know what they did for the summer. I can't remember. I think this was the time when my mom was cheating on my dad, and I probably would have talked too much and said too much.
Mm.
So I get dumped into like fourth grade summer school.
Wow.
For the whole fucking summer. My grades are good. The school was even like, he doesn't need to be here. Yeah. And I'll never forget one day. I don't know what holiday it was or something, but there was no summer school. My mom drops me off. There's no cell phones back then or anything. She's going to this dude's house. Okay. I don't have this guy's number. Kim, okay. I sat at that fucking summer school. I just sat outside from 8 to 3 when she came back to get me because there was no fucking school that day. Summer school. I had to sit there.
She didn't call.
Who's she calling? This is the 80s, girl. This is the 80s. Who's she calling? She had to get on that dude's phone and call the school. My mom ain't doing that. Because she thought it was a normal day. And it wasn't like,
fuck.
It was like, whatever. They're like, we're not having it. We're closed this day. But my mom just dumped me off and then drove
away. You should have came to my summer school. My summer school.
I would have rather. I would have hung out. I'm out there pulling doors and shit. I'm like,
they sold chocolate. I don't know why summer school. They sold the Hershey's with the almonds. That's what got me addicted to Hershey's with the almonds summer school. That's why I eat Hershey's with the almonds because it's summer school. And chips and shit. Yeah.
Tell me about, let's do family parties. You guys used to have family parties?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Now, what do you mean? Like just family comes over or your family would throw a party? Anyone's coming. Well,
my parents were, my mom and my stepdad were really big on karaoke parties when we were younger.
At the house?
Yeah, we would go to the flea market every Friday. And even if we didn't have any money, they would save up money to get new karaoke CDs. Yeah.
That was like,
this is what we do as a family and this is what we spend our money on.
Wait, what was your mom's song? What's the one she likes?
She likes zombie, the cranberry zombie. Yeah. And they would have, they had a whole
about
setup.
Your stepdad, did he have a, like his go-to was what?
Oh, he is dad rock cover, but he's in a cover band right now.
He really is?
Yeah. So he's taking it to the next level.
Nah.
Yes. He's in a cover band.
What's it called?
The Comeback Kid.
Kid. He's just one guy, but it's a band.
It's a whole band.
That is hilarious.
And they get booked.
Do they really?
Yes.
Your mom like and my does, mom need to does. Meet. My mom right now, my mom is 77, and she's a groupie for a band that she met at the beach called On the Edge. And she's like their unofficial photographer.
That's so funny.
And my brother hates it.
That's
He's
so funny.
He's so mad
That's
about
so
it.
Funny.
And I get so On much joy that he hates it. O-T-E. They're old dudes. They're all age appropriate. I'll say that.
Yeah.
She's not like running around
Fair.
Some 20-year-olds.
Fair.
They're all age appropriate, you know, older men and shit. But she's 100% a groupie for O-T-E.
That is really fucking funny. On the Edge is such a perverted name, too, for a band. On the Edge. Your mom's on the Edge,
yeah,
dude.
She is.
She's an
She's an Edge. So listen, they go so much, they call them the Edgettes, and they have shirts and shit. And listen.
Mom's an Edgette?
Yeah, she's an Edgette. And not only that, listen. They got mad bookings. They got mad bookings.
Dude.
I look at their schedule. I'm like, who the fuck set them up?
They should pair up with Comeback Kid.
That's what I'm saying. Our mom should be.
Yes, dude. My stepdad banned my mom. My stepdad banned my mom from.
Wait, she can't come to shows?
No, they're divorced.
Oh, okay.
They're divorced now, and then she kept coming, and then he called her a barfly.
She kept coming after they were divorced?
Yeah, and he called her a barfly.
And got her out of there?
No, no. He had to get remarried and a restraining order.
Even the remarried didn't work.
They had to hide where the wedding was. And my mom was trying to get it out of me on the wedding day. She's like,
why?
She was like literally tricking me. She was like, so I already know where it is. So yeah, we had a lot of karaoke parties and every party, even if it was.
Did you sing too? Did you get the.
Yeah, I would sing and I would join in on a few duets. I'd hit a little Kid Rock Sheryl Crow.
Okay.
Picture.
Oh, I see.
You
yeah,
know?
Picture.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'd do a little Snoop or whatever with N word. And. It was a long time ago. It was a different time.
It was a different time.
But all of the parties that my family had even if it was like my fifth birthday, by the end of the night, it became an adult's party where they're like, the kids need to go in the room. The parents are making out with each other's partners in the jacuzzi. So they're playing some weird go under the water game in the jacuzzi. I don't know. What's happening? Every time it'd be like, you know, it would be fun for us because we'd have parties. Like when we started turning like 12, 13, 14, they'd have parties and we'd sneak the alcohol and all go in my room and all the teenagers from the other parents would be over our house and we'd have our own little thing. And yeah.
All right. Let's finish with favorite toys. Give me some of what you're going. What year are you born?
90.
All right. So 90. So even at 10 is 2000. So
yes.
What are you playing with?
I have some good shit. One of my favorite games is this game where you figure out which boy likes you. It's like you call boys on a phone. It's a board game.
It is?
Yes, it's this board game.
What's it called?
I think it's Dream Phone. Dream Phone. That one. Yeah. Those were my babies. Those are my men.
This is all
Dan,
electronic.
Dan, I loved Dan, dude.
The dating game for girls.
Dream Phone. Yeah, it was a board game, and you'd pick up these things, and you'd have to figure out which was your dream guy. Like, you were matched up with someone in the beginning.
I never heard of this one. Okay.
And you'd call, and Steve would pick up, and he'd be like, it's not me, but your dream guy, and he'd give a clue. And it was always a different every game, and you'd find your dream guy at the end, and you'd just be horny and calling men that didn't exist. This is like a very horny teenage
You're
girl
like, what
game.
What a dumb game! We're baiting them live over here at the park right now.
I was like, "This sucks." Let's get in the chat rooms. Yeah, and then there was this '90s game that I really love. It was a Nickelodeon, or it was a flashlight. So it's that, and it comes with a projector. And you turn off all the lights
and
in the house.
Project it on the wall.
No. And you pose. Someone poses in front of it, and you take a picture. And when you move, it like stays. It's the coolest thing ever. Yeah, and you'd move. And the image would stay after you flash for a while. And it also had a pen you could draw with a light on it. I see.
And then it slowly fades away or whatever.
Yeah, we'd make inappropriate pictures, make like dicks and like stuff like that. And then, yeah, you could draw things.
Oh, I see. You can draw on it and shit.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. That was one of our favorites.
All right.
Yeah. Wow, I want one of those now.
How much are they still?
$50. Yeah, it's not bad. But then I think you got to get the projector. That was only one part of it. But yeah, that was one of my favorites. I love that shit.
Well, you're one of my favorites.
Thank
and
you.
I love you. Thank you for doing this. Is a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me on. This is awesome.
Promote one more time. Anything you'd like.
KimCongdon.com, Childless MILF on YouTube, Magic Prank Show on Netflix, This Bitch Podcast with Sarah Weinshank, The Kim Congdon Takeover. Well, show dates at KimCongdon.com. And thank you guys so much. You guys, I love your audience. They're the nicest people in the world. So
that's nice of you to say that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kim Congdon.
Of course.
As always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media, RyanSickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.